The grace of our Savior Jesus Christ fill your lives this day and in every day. It's good to be here this morning to celebrate with you the grace that God has poured out on this congregation over many decades. And I bring you also the greetings of your brothers and sisters in Christ at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Bowen. Pray with me. Gracious God, when we consider the 75 years and more of the work you've been doing in the people of this congregation, all we can do is give you thanks, honor, and praise. We ask you to open our eyes, to behold the future that you set before us, to count on your words and promises, and to meet the opportunities with the fullness of the power of your gospel, which you've entrusted to each and to all of us. For Jesus' sake, amen. On a Sunday morning during the early 1930s, two young boys were seen sitting on the curbside near 24th and Broadway. They were waiting for Sunday school to open at Durst Dairy Store. That beginning is comparable to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 13. The reign of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. When the members of St. James' congregation decided to open a mission Sunday school in the northeast portion of Quincy, I'm sure that some of them wondered, what would become of such a seemingly small start? Two boys sitting on the curb. A succession of vicars from the St. Louis Seminary assisted the aging pastor Titus Lang, gathering children for Sunday school and then later gathering their parents for worship. Even as Pastor Lang's eyesight was failing, I wonder if he ever foresaw or dreamed of what would become of that little mission Sunday school. This year, our Redeemer congregation gives thanks and praise to God for the marvelous grace he has poured out through word and sacrament, taking a little mustard seed beginning and bringing it to the fullness that exists today. In the history and the continuing life and the work of the people of this congregation, there is ample evidence of the effects brought by the grace of God. Most significant of all is the fact that God the Holy Spirit has been and still is at work among these people, keeping you faithful to his word through times when being faithful was not easy. Certainly, we give thanks to God for the tireless, faithful work which he carried out here through the Reverend Dr. E.J. Otto. His 42 years of service in word and sacrament ministry were richly blessed by our God and Savior. He would remind you that he and all pastors are merely what he called himself and me, pod carriers in the Lord's building project. Do you know what a hod carrier is? If you don't, go look it up. It's an interesting thing. Always, all credit, thanks, and praise belong to our Savior, Christ Jesus, and not to any human beings, not even to pastors. In his service as chairman of the Board of Regents of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, Pastor Otto brought that fact home quite pointedly when he participated in the installation of new seminary professors. He told me he always quoted what the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. We have this treasure in jars of clay, and at those words, he would press down a little extra hard on that seminary professor's head to make sure he got the point. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. Mustard seed? pod carriers, clay pots. You see, there is no room for anyone who desires personal glory and honor. For the fact is that none of us have anything about which we ourselves might boast before God. The prophet Isaiah says of us pastors and of all his people that we have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. You know, our pride just hates that scripture verse. Not only does it leave us with nothing for which we can take credit, it actually leaves us under the condemnation of divine justice. Christ Jesus made that same point when he said, "So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty.'" Think of it. If we could be absolutely perfect for even one moment, we still would have nothing about which to boast before God. We simply would have to admit that we have done what God expects of us, and that's not praiseworthy. That is why the celebration of this congregation's 75th anniversary is a celebration of God's grace in Christ Jesus. For whatever has been accomplished is what God graciously has done in and through those who have gathered here to receive Christ Jesus, who comes to us through his word, through holy baptism, and in the Lord's Supper. He is the one we confess. He is the one whom we praise. For he has poured out in abundance upon the people of this congregation all that he has won for us through his life, death, and resurrection. In his grace, Christ Jesus proclaims every weekend to all who gather here the full and free forgiveness of all of your sins. In his grace, every weekend, Christ Jesus equips you through his word with all that you need so that you can live in his peace, in his presence, and with spiritual equipment for your lives as his disciples and witnesses. In his grace, every weekend, Christ Jesus assures you that God graciously does hear and does answer every one of your prayers. Christ Jesus assures you that he continually speaks to our Heavenly Father on your behalf. You are the richly blessed children of God. This is a great year to look back and to give thanks and praise to God. It is also a good year to look to the future with confidence in God's grace and to ponder the question, what will this become? What is God's plan for our Redeemer in the decades to come? God calls you to remain faithful to his word, and he promises to work that faithfulness in you. Let his word dwell in you richly. Make time for God's word in your life every day. Jesus comes to you through his word with his power and with his peace. Look for the opportunities that our Lord is placing before you to serve others with his saving gospel and with Christian love in action. Our Lord has blessed you with wonderful resources, gifted men, gifted women, gifted children, time, abilities, experience, and treasures with which you can bring Christ's love and his gospel into the lives of people, both in this community and around the world. Jesus spoke of the birds of the air making their nests in that mustard tree. Those birds are not essential parts of the tree, but they derive benefit from it. They are like whoever is in the community and the world that's not essentially a part of this congregation. How will this community benefit from the presence of this congregation in the years to come? How will the church at large, even in all the world, benefit from the ongoing life and work of this congregation? That is something not just for your leaders, but for every member of this congregation to seek out the Lord's guidance and answer. He has placed you here to serve in His name with His saving gospel. This community and our nation and world have changed dramatically since the days of those two boys sitting on the curb waiting for Sunday school to begin. For example, we wouldn't even allow kids to sit on the curb at 24th and Broadway anymore. They'd call the police. We face ever new opportunities to touch the lives of others with the good news of our Savior. We face ever new challenges and opposition to the gospel, just as our Lord said we would. And yet we face this future with confidence because Christ Jesus has promised us that He is with us always. And for that reason, not even the gates of hell will prevail against His gospel and His church. When this congregation was organized in 1940, the clouds of worldwide war were looming large on the horizon. Members of the congregation gathered building materials in their garages, anticipating the restrictions and the rationing which would come when war was declared. And so it happened. And yet the construction of the first church building began and was completed because the members looked ahead. Ministry to people is even more important and needs the same foresight. God does give you leadership as you consider, what will this become? Because Christ Jesus has won the ultimate victory for us over sin, death, and hell, He encourages all of us with these words: be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. This congregation can trace its roots to two boys sitting on the curb waiting for Sunday school to open. They were Walter and Kenneth Shear. Our Lord graciously has called them from this life to Himself. But look at what the Lord has done from such a small beginning. What will this congregation become? Well, that does not depend upon one pastor or another. It does not depend on any one member or small group of members. What this congregation will become depends upon the grace of God working in each and every one of us through His word and sacraments. One of the prayers, which is a regular part of my devotions each week, includes this petition. Pray with me. Bless all pastors and those who administer the church in the building of your congregation. Grant them success in all things. Equip your whole church with the power and proof of the holy faith. Stand by your witnesses among the nations and further the course of your gospel in all the world. Amen. Now the peace of God and the power of His Holy Spirit keep your hearts and minds with Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.